The following material is brought to you by Riverside Baptist Church in Riverside, California, where clarity, eternity, and charity are our motto. We invite you to join our services at Riverside Baptist. For more information, please visit our website at www.rbcsocal.com.
Deuteronomy chapter 33. As you know, Moses now is speaking to the children of Israel, and this is what he has to say. Give ear, O ye heavens, and I will speak, and hear, O earth, the words of my mouth. My doctrine shall drop as the rain, and my speech shall distill as the dew, as dies the small rain upon the tender herb, and as the showers upon the grass. Well, we just had that this last week, did we not? Wasn't it nice? Nice to have the rain for change, right? Nice to have the refreshment. And isn't the air nice? Yeah, we needed the air to be washed. And this is what he's talking about. He said, now I want you to understand, because I will publish the name of the Lord, ascribe generations unto ye generations unto our God. Know that God is the one who sends the rain. God is the one who gives us refreshment. God is the one who refreshes our spirit. Somebody said, well, I just hate wasting my time in sleep. Thank goodness for sleep. Otherwise, some of us would be a mess, would we not? And we are regenerated by that factor and understanding that God designed us that way. Verse number 4. He is the rock. His work is perfect in all the ways, and our judgment a God of truth and without iniquity, just and right is he. And we have to admit that that's the God that we serve. That we have corrupted themselves. Now remember, God says, the reason you have these problems is not because I've caused them, but because what? You've caused them. So you've corrupted yourself, and their spot is not the spot of his children. They are the perverse and crooked generation. It is because they decide to be that way. They decide to be evil. Someone said, well, they're evil because of the influence they had. No, they decided they were going to do wrong. In the heart and life of every individual, there's a conscience. Would you agree? And the conscience, you don't have to be told what's right or wrong. You know whether it's right or wrong. Verse number 6. Do ye thus requite the Lord, or foolish people, and unwise? Is not he thy father that hath brought thee? And hath he got made, has not made thee and established thee? God has made you as you are. You are his creation. Remember the days of old. Consider the years of many generations. Ask thy father, and he will show thee, thy elders, and they will tell thee. When the Most High divided the nations, their inheritance, when he separated the sons of Adam, he set the bounds of the people according to the number of the children of Israel. God decided who were going to be the nations. God decided who were going to be the peoples, and he made that decision. Verse number 9, for the Lord's portion is his people. Jacob is the lot of his inheritance. God chose Israel. Who was the first Jew? Abraham was the first Jew. Abraham was the first Jew. God decided that he would make him a great nation, and that is the Jewish people today. Verse number 10. He found him in a desert land and in the waste, howling wilderness, and he led him about, and he instructed him, and he kept him as the apple of his eye. God led Abraham. God guided Abraham. He came from the Mesopotamian area, Mesopotamia, of course, the Fertile Crescent, and he moved him from that area, which was surrounded by dry wilderness, and he brought him to the land of Israel, verse number 11. And an eagle stirreth up her nest, fluttereth over her young, spreadeth abroad her wings, taketh them, and beareth them on her wings. So the Lord alone did lead him, and there was no strange God with him. Just as an eagle guides its chicklet to make its first flight. And what many people do not realize is that when the Eagles want their now young to fly, they fly for the first time with that one. So also, when God expects you to do his purpose and guide him and be guided by him, he goes along with you. That's the purpose of this verse, verse number 13. He made him ride on the high places of the earth that he might eat of the increase of the fields. And he made him to suck honey out of the rock and oil out of the flinty rock, butter of kine and milk of sheep with the fat of lambs and the rams of the breed of Bashan, which are the strongest in the world, and goats with the fat of kidneys of wheat. And thou didst drink the pure blood of the grape. He supplied all of the meat that you wanted. Somebody said, well, I'm a vegetarian. God supplied meat for his people. By the way, you can be strong and be a vegetarian, but you won't be near as strong unless you have meat. Are you aware of that? You got to have, and the question is, where's the beef? Okay. All right. But Jerome waxed fat and kicked, and thou art waxen fat, and thou art grown thick, and thou art coveted with features of fatness. Then he forsook God, which made him, and lightened, esteemed the rock of his salvation. After he had grown and got larger and bigger, he forgot that God did that for him, and he thought he did it on his own. Now, the picture and point of this is that when God blesses you, many times when that happens, people step away from the Lord. They think, well, I've accomplished this, right? But is that true? For the true Christian, for the believer, it is because God has blessed them. Verse number 16. They provoked him to jealousy and strange gods. With abominations provoked them, him to anger. Of course, God is a very jealous God, and the first commandment is what? What's commandment number one? Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Is that correct? Yes, that's the commandment. Verse number 17. The sacrifice unto devils, not to God, and to gods whom they knew not, and to new gods that came newly up, or whom your fathers feared not. They were involved with other gods. They have a tendency, the Jews in ancient time had a tendency of going into paganism. And the paganism was not something they were familiar with, but they thought it was unique and different, and so they did. Verse number 19. Of the rock that has begat thee, thou art unmindful, and hast forgotten God that formed thee. Now, let me share something very important with you. Lots of folks don't like to admit who their parents are or that they're influenced by their parents. But as I tell many couples in premarital counseling, you are going to become your parents. How true is that? How true is that, ladies and gentlemen? When you think about your daddy and your mama, who are you? Come on, tell me. Yeah, you are them. I've had children tell me, now, we're never going to be like our parents. I said, you poor folks. Okay. You are, it's in the genes. That's right. Okay. Verse number 18. Of the rock that has begotten thee, thou art unmindful. In other words, you have not remembered. Verse 19. And when the Lord saw it, but abhorred them, because of the provoking of his sons and of his daughters. They did everything opposite to what God had asked them to do. And I said, I will hide my face from them, and I will see what their end shall be, for they are a very forward generation, children in whom is no faith. Let's see what's going to happen to them, these who have decided they're not going to serve the Lord. Verse number 21. They have moved me to jealousy with that which is not God. They have provoked me to anger with their vanities, and I will move them to jealousy with those which are not a people, and I will provoke them to anger with a foolish nation. I'm going to cause them, they're going to want to turn away from me Well, I'll show them what that means. Verse 22. For a fire is kindled in mine anger, and shall be burned unto the lowest hell, and shall consume the earth with her increase, and set on fire the foundations of the mountains. I will heap mischief upon them. I will spend mine arrows upon them. And they shall be burnt with hunger and devoured with burning heart. Or heat, excuse me. And with bitter destruction. I will also send the teeth of beast upon them with the portion or persons of serpent, a poison of serpents of the dust. The sword without and terror within shall destroy both the young man and the virgin, the suckling also with the man of gray hairs. I said, I will scatter them into the corners. I would make the remembrance of them to cease from among men. And where is not that I feared the wrath of the enemy, or feared the wrath of the enemy, lest their adversaries should behave themselves strangely, and lest they should say, our hand is high, and the Lord hath not done all this. Said, well, the reason these things have happened is not because the Lord's done it. The reason these things have happened is just because of us. The Lord said, I'm going to have a part in that as well, and I'm going to stir it up because you've not served me. Verse 48. For they are a nation and have a council, neither is thine any understanding in them. Oh, that they were wise, that they were understood this, that they would consider their latter end. How should one chase 1,000 and two put 10,000 to flight, except their rock had sold them and the Lord had shut them up? For their rock is not as our rock, even our enemies themselves being judges. For their vine is of the vine of Sodom. What happened to Sodom? Destroyed. And the fields as Gomorrah. What happened to Gomorrah? Destroyed. And their grapes are the grapes of gall. Have you ever had problems with your gallbladder and had the upchucking of bile? That's what he's talking about. And their clusters as bitter. I don't like things that are real bitter, do you? No, no. Verse 33. Their wine is the poison of dragons and the cruel venom of asps. What happens when you get bitten by an asp? Anyone know? Normally you die. There you go. Is not this laid up in store with me and sealed up among my treasures? To me belongeth vengeance and recompense. Their foot shall slide in due time, for the day of their calamity is at hand, and the things that shall come upon them make haste. For the Lord shall judge his people, catch that, verse 36, and repent himself for his servants, when he seeth that their power is gone and there is none shut up or left. Said they'll understand it when all these things begin to fall apart. They'll understand it that it was because of their attitude and their character that all these things have come about. Somebody said, well, I don't know why all these things are happening to me. Have you ever heard that? One of the reasons that they're all happening is because you've caused it yourself. You've caused it yourself. So, well, what have I done? Well, first and foremost, have you got right with the Lord? Have you got back to where he'd have you to be? Verse number 37. And he shall say, where are their gods, their rock in whom they have trusted? Where are all these pagan gods at now? They trusted in them. Where are they now? Notice what he says in verse 38. Which did eat the fat of their sacrifices and drink the wine of their drink offerings. Let them raise up and help them and be your protection. If you are worshiping these pagan gods, where is their help now when you need them? See now that I, even I, am he, and there is no God with me. I kill, I make alive, I wound, and I heal. Neither is there any that can deliver out of my hand. If it's God that decided it's going to happen to you, guess what? It's going to happen. It's going to happen. Verse 40. For I lift up my hand to heaven and say, I live for how long? Forever, forever. If I wert my glittering sword and mine hand take hold of judgment, on judgment, I will render vengeance to mine enemies and will reward them that hate me. I'm going to give them what they deserve. Verse 42. I will make mine arrows drink with blood, and my sword shall devour flesh, and that with the blood of the slain and of the captives from the beginning, revenges upon the enemy. Rejoice, O ye nation, with his people, for he will avenge the blood of his servants and will render vengeance to his adversaries, and he will be merciful unto his land and to his people. God will take care of the enemies. God will deal with the problems, but he will take care of those who belong truly to him. Verse 44. And Moses came and spake all the words of this song in the ears of the people, he and Hosea the son of Nun. And Moses made an end of speaking all of these words to all Israel. And he said unto them, set your heart unto all the words which I testified among you this day, which ye shall command your children to observe to do all the words of this law. Listen, you've heard it. You've heard it over and over. I've repeated it. The law was given in the book of Exodus. The law was given in the book of Leviticus. The law was given in the book of Deuteronomy. He said, you've heard the word of God. It's been preached. It's been shared. You need to share it with your children. You need to be faithful in honoring the Lord. Verse 47. For it is not a man a vain thing for you, because it is your life, and through this thing ye shall prolong your days in the land, whether you go over the Jordan to possess it. And the Lord spake unto Moses the selfsame day, saying, get thee up unto the mountain Aram, unto Mount Nebo, which is in the land of Moab, that is over against Jericho, and behold the land of Canaan, which I will give unto the children of Israel for possession. And die in the mount whither thou goest up, and be gathered unto thy people, as Aaron thy brother died in the mount Hor, and was gathered unto the people, because ye trespassed against me among the children of Israel at the waters of Meribah Kadesh in the wilderness of Zin, because ye sanctified me not in the midst of the children of Israel. What did Moses do wrong? Remember? Yeah, he was supposed to what? Supposed to speak to the rock, and he broke the type. Christ was only, because remember the scripture tells us that the rock was Christ that followed them in the wilderness. Remember that? And he struck the rock once. He was next to speak to the rock. And Moses broke that commitment and did not honor the Lord. And so Moses left off not being able to enter into the promised land because he did not do what God asked him to do. Now, when Moses is told this in the end of chapter 33, or yes, 32, when Moses was told these things, when he gave him the information about serving the Lord and not doing the things that were evil and being hard-hearted and being hard-necked and stiff-necked, he had experienced that himself, had he not? And so he's warning the people. You know, sometimes we say something to a teenager, and what happens? If it even does that. Sometimes you get more response from the wall, as I've told you before, because at least your voice bounces off the wall. In regards to the circumstances, Moses says, now this is what God's going to do if you don't follow his word. God reminds Moses again, Moses, this is why you're not entering to the land, because you did not do what I've commanded you to do. And lots of people do not realize that there are principles in Scripture. There are things in God's word where he specifically and directly speaks to the believer in the New Testament, and they pay no attention at all. there is a resultant factor that you're going to have to face. There's going to be a deal you're going to have to deal with. Verse 52. Yet thou shalt see the land before thee, but thou shalt not go thither into the land which I give the children of Israel. I'm going to show you the land, but you're not going to go over there. You're going to see all the promises and all the blessings, but you're not going to experience them. And the reason for it is, now catch this very carefully. The reason you're not going to see these things and not going to behold them is because you were not what? Obedient. Now, you remember the story of Samuel and Saul? And Samuel must have been a Baptist because he was always late. And there was supposed to be an evening sacrifice, and there wasn't any evening sacrifice, and the sun was going down, and Samuel hadn't shown up yet. So Saul says to Samuel, well, excuse me, I did not want to go have the day pass without having the sacrifice, and so I put it upon myself, I forced myself to sacrifice to the Lord. And Samuel says, obedience is better than sacrifice. Before you do anything, it is not going through the ritual and the form, it is not going through the process, the opportunity and the responsibility, first and foremost, and the principle carries through from the Old Testament to the New Testament, that obedience takes precedent over everything else. Do you understand that concept? Obeying the Lord, doing what God wants you to do. Chapter 33 now, verse 1. And this is the blessing wherewith Moses, the man of God, blessed the children of Israel before his death. And he said, the Lord came from Sinai and rose up from Seir unto them, and he shined forth from Mount Paran, and he came with 10,000 saints from his right hand. Now, look at this. His right hand went a fiery law for them. When Moses was on Mount Paran, he found a bush that did what? And it did not what? Didn't consume, didn't burn away. Now, apparently, when he was there, and we're not told this when he had the encounter, but he said when he was there, notice what he said, there were 10,000 of his saints. There were those that were there that were observing what was going on, those who had previously passed away. Yea, the love, the people, and all his saints are in thy hand. And they sat down at thy feet. Every one shall receive of thy words. Moses commanded us law, even the inheritance of the congregation of Jacob. And he was king of Jehoram. And when the heads of his people and the tribes of Israel were gathered together, and Reuben lived and not die, and let not his men be few. And this is the blessing of Judah. And he said, hear, Lord, the voice of Judah, and bring him his people. Let his hands be sufficient for him, and be thou an help to him from the enemy. Now he goes on to the next individual, and he says in verse 8, and Levi, he said, let thy Thummim and thy Urim be with thy holy one. Remember, they with the high priest was the only one who wore it, whom thou didst prove as Massa, and with him thou didst drive at the waters of Meribah, who said unto his father and to his mother, I have not seen him, neither did he acknowledge his brethren, nor knew his own children, for they have observed thy word and kept thy covenant. They have done what God wants them to do. They've not listened to others. They've listened to the word of God. Verse 10, and they shall teach Jacob thy judgments and Israel thy law. And they shall put incense before thee, and whose burnt sacrifice upon thine altar. Bless, Lord, his substance, and accept the work of his hands. Smite through his loins of them that rise against him, and of them that hate him, and they rise not again. Now he talks about Benjamin, smallest tribe. And of Benjamin, he said, the beloved of the Lord shall dwell in the safety of him, by him, and the Lord shall cover him all the day long, and he shall dwell between his shoulders. Now Joseph, and of Joseph, he said, blessed of the Lord be his land, for the precious things of heaven, for the dew and for the deep that croucheth beneath, and for the precious fruits bringeth forth by the sun, and for the precious things put forth by the moon, and for the chief things of the ancient mountains, and for the precious things of the lasting hill, and for the precious things of the earth and fullness thereof, and for the good will he of him that dwelleth in the bush, let the blessing be for upon the head of Joseph and upon the top of the head of him that was separate from his brethren. And Joseph was the one who delivered his brethren and was separated. Verse 17. His glory is what? Like the firstling of his bullock, and his horns are like the horns of the unicorn. With them he shall push the people together to the ends of the earth, and they are the 10,000s of Ephraim, and they are the thousands of Manasseh. And Zebulun, he said, rejoice, Zebulun, in thy goings out, and Issachar, in thy tents. And why? They shall call the people unto the mountain, and they shall offer sacrifice of righteousness, for they shall suck of the abundance of the seas, and of the measures hid in the sand. And of course, interestingly enough, we have now found out that in Israel, many of the great treasures of the earth are in those barren places. Verse number 20. And of Gad he said, blessed be that enlargeth Gad, and he dwelleth as a lion, and teareth the arm with the crown of the head. He provoketh the first part of himself, because there is an hint in a portion of the lawgiver, and he was seated, and he came with the heads of the people, and executed the justice of the Lord and his judgments of Israel. Gad was known for being tremendous soldiers, and they demonstrated the death of those who had just tried to destroy Israel. And Dan, he said, Dan is a lion's whelp, and he shall leap from Bashan. And Naphtali, he said, O Naphtali, satisfy with thy favor, and full with thy blessings of the Lord, possess thou the west and the south. And Asher, he said, let Asher be blessed with children, and let him be acceptable to his brethren, and let him dip his foot in oil, being wealthy and very well accomplished. And the shoes, the iron and brass. And as thy days, he shall thy strength be. There is none like man, the God of Jehoram, who rideth upon the heavens in thy help, and in his excellency of the sky. The eternal God is what? Thy refuge. And underneath are the everlasting arms. And he shall thrust out the enemy from before thee, and he shall say, destroy them. Israel shall dwell in safety alone. And the fountain of Jacob shall be upon the land of corn and wine, and his heavens shall drop down dew. Notice the last verse. Happy art thou, O Israel, who is like unto thee. Anybody else like thee? No. O people saved by the Lord, the shield of thy help. And who is the sword of thine excellency, and thy enemies shall be found liars unto thee, and thou shalt tread upon their high places. You are going to be victorious when you do what God wants you to do. You are going to be victorious when you do what God wants you to do. And he names each of the 12 tribes of Israel and says, listen, you will be successful when you obey the Lord. But when you don't obey the Lord, judgment will come. When you're not in the place where you ought to be, judgment will come. When you are in the place where you ought to be, blessing will come. And every believer, that principle is true today. When you are doing what God wants you to do, God is honor bound to what? keep that in mind. And when you are disobedient and you know you rebelled against the Lord, what will happen? God allows the punishment to come because he wants to keep you close to him.